Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Caffeine and Anxiety Podcast. I'm Jane.
And I'm Jane's co-host, Kristen.
What is up, Kristen? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just rolled out of bed 15 minutes ago, and just having a cup of coffee. It's so nice outside.
I know. I also want to talk about seasonal depression in a bit, because I truly believe it is a thing. But first off, I just want to address how beautiful we both look right now. So we're recording this on Sunday morning, and I didn't even wash my face for the day. I'm lucky I brushed my teeth. I'm in my onesie, like my face, like I still have mascara under my eyes from the last night. So I'm glad that we're not videotaping this one.
Yeah, totally. And I am in my robe. Are you zapping your dog?
Yeah, Priscilla. Well, she's just whining. I think she's just loving this warm weather, because it's like 10 a.m. and she's already been out like four times.
Well, when she was a puppy, it was like nicer weather, right? So maybe she's like, oh my God.
So, I know, but I get nervous because of that whole scandal that's going on.
Ooh, like, tell the people.
Yeah, so there's this. Okay, I'm going to put Priscilla out and then we'll talk about it one sec. Okay. So there's this lady that's been, I guess she's been around years. Nova Scotia for years, but I just found out about her. Yeah. Anyways, and I guess she's like super around like my area a lot. She's spotted, and her name is Gail Benoit, and she steals people's children, aka their dogs, and then I guess she resells them for money.
Yeah, that's
but it's
like,
it's not even just her now. She has people. Like, I'm pretty sure like her son helps her.
Yeah, and apparently her and her daughter or daughters, I don't know how many daughters she has, but are going around selling used mattresses, but they like put them in like tight plastic wrap. Yeah, it's like really crazy. So I joined when...
Wait, sorry. Why is she selling used mattresses?
To make money, but she sells them as if they're new. So she'll plastic wrap them. So I kept like seeing on Facebook that she's driving a red hatchback car, and she's been around the area. She's been seen like in the last month in Timberley, Tantallon, Prospect, St. Margaret's Bay Road area, which is like Jane lives around that area. And anyway, and Jane has a really cute, expensive dog.
Oh my God. She would snatch Priscilla up in a heartbeat.
So, then I was like looking into it further, and you should join this group too. It's like something Gail Benoit, like it gives you like updates every time she's seen and stuff. And that's where the mattress thing.
Ew, that's so nasty.
So nasty. Like, get a job, lady. Like, what the fuck?
I know. I bet it would be hard for her to get a job now. Could you imagine applying at like Tim Hortons?
Yeah.
With the name Gail Benoit, like you'd have to pretend to be something else.
Then move out of province. Like,
start over.
Yeah, time to start over. Get a new identity. Get a real job. Stop like being a loser and mooching off people's hard work.
Loser.
Yeah.
Truly. And recently, Nick and I got at Costco, you can get these motion solar lights.
Yeah.
So we put one out on the deck, so when Priscilla's out there at night, we can like fully see her, because at night she's like a black dog. Well, she has other colors too, but mostly black, so it's hard to see her. Anyways, and that is like, it's so bright.
Yeah.
And I'm really liking that. Also, another thing that I recently bought for Priscilla, I got her a bark collar.
Yeah.
And it has made her so much a better dog. It's crazy. So the bark collar, I just got it on Amazon, and it has three settings. It has beep, shock, and vibrate.
Yeah.
And literally, I just like, if she's doing something bad and not listening, I'll just beep it. And then she'll like, for instance, her recall is really not good. So the other day, Nick and I were out walking with her, and she was off leash, and we were saying, Priscilla, come. And she wasn't listening. So I pressed beep, and she ran right to us. Like, it's just, anyone out there thinking about getting a bark collar or whatever, I would definitely recommend it. Like, it's made her such a better dog.
She must just be a stubborn girl. Like, she is like, fuck you, Mom. Like, I'm busy.
I know. Because she's smart. Like, obviously, she knows her name and she knows what cum means. She's just stubborn. I know. She's like, why would I want to come to you right now? I'm, like, thriving.
For my dog, I'll start the first syllable. Well, her name's only one syllable, but I'll start it, and she's, like, turning around. My dog has high anxiety. She's like, oh, my God, I need to be perfect.
I just love Rio so much. I just am obsessed with dogs. Like, when people don't like dogs, I'm like, I don't like you.
I know. So my aunt Janice is, like, totally not a dog person, but they actually want to get
really?
Yeah. So.
Okay, well, I love her, so I take that back.
So she, they just never had dogs. They did when they were growing up, but apparently my mom and Janice are very indoor people on the farm. anyway, and she said she wants a dog because she wants her grandson to grow up with a dog because her...
Yes!
Like, Nicole was scared of dogs because she never had a dog, so Janice's daughter. So she said she wants to get a dog so that her grandson can grow up with a dog. And surprisingly, like, Janice loves Rio, and Rio is, like, the biggest dog in the world.
Yeah, but she's so calm. Like, Rio is just a queen. Like, she is. But
when you see her at first, you're like, oh, my God, like, I'm terrified.
She looks like a miniature pony or something. Now that we're on the subject of dogs, I just need to tell you the story. So yesterday, I went to the puppy social at Jolly Tails.
When are you going to give up the puppy social? Like, when is
this was the last
Priscilla going to age out?
No, she has aged out, but you can, if they are a smaller dog and they still play well with the puppies, you can still go to them.
Oh, okay. I thought you were, like, cheating the system. Like, my dog's small.
No, well... I kind of am, but they know that she's too old for it, I'm sure, just by looking at her. But because my friends have a puppy, my mom has a puppy, so we would just all go.
Yeah.
Anyways, but yesterday it was such a shit show. Like, my anxiety this whole week was pretty normal, except for yesterday.
Really?
I was actually, like, sweating bullets. So we went into this puppy social. Usually it's so fun. Priscilla plays, like, great with all the dogs, whatever. I don't know about you, but I feel like usually the more aggressive, yappy dogs are, like, the smaller ones.
Yeah. Like, so there's actually a statistic where, like, dog bites mostly come from small dogs, not, like, bigger breeds.
Yesterday there was, so we've been to the puppy social enough to know, like, specific dogs that are kind of more aggressive.
Yeah.
And I just feel like all of those dogs were there yesterday.
Oh, my God.
And they were just... Like, and it almost looked bad on Priscilla because sometimes the yappy dog would go after Priscilla and then Priscilla would be like, rah, 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 back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Protecting and they would just be herself. Like,
Anyway, so Priscilla, I had to pull her off of, like, dogs. And then my mom had to pull Hank out of, like, it was just such a shit show. So then the three of us all left. And then we just went to, like, a park in a subdivision and had our own private puppy social with our three dogs. Because
oh, my God.
It was so crazy. Like, I think we were only there for maybe a half an hour when it's like, from 11:30 to, like, it's a long time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Have you?
It was just awful. And I was just like, Priscilla is such a good dog. Like, she loves people. She loves dogs. But this was just bringing out the worst in her. She was like.
It
gotta
just
go.
Depends on, like, who she's playing with. You know what I mean?
I know.
If
and
she
sometimes
feels
I just
like
wanted...
she has to protect herself, then...
I know. And some of the, like, the dog owners, I just wanted to be like, can you, like, leave, please? Like, your dog is being so aggressive. People actually get kicked out of the dog puppy socials.
It's so hard when they're puppies, though, right? Because they don't know yet. They don't know
I
how
know.
To play nice.
And I felt bad for their owners because, like, they keep coming to the puppy social to try and socialize their dog. And it's just, like, clearly, I don't know what
honestly,
you need to do, but
the best,
I feel bad.
Like, what worked best for us is when Rio was a puppy, like, we knew she was going to be this huge ass dog. Like, she weighs 120 pounds. And so we were like, okay, we have to socialize her, obviously, because she's going to be terrifying. So when she was a puppy, literally for like, I would say 2 years straight, we would only bring her to busy off-leash dog parks. And so like her recall is really well, like she knows, like we have to say, okay, go ahead. And she'll go play with dogs. Like if not, then she'll stay right by us. So highly recommend dog parks, like off-leash ones. Except there's not too many around you that are busy.
Well, now that that Priscilla especially has the beeper collar. With that collar, yeah. I'm like definitely going to be more confident taking her off leash.
Yeah, Shibi Park's a good one, but it's so far.
I know. I went there one time.
Yeah.
Me and Priscilla hit it up, and it was really nice. It was just like it's so far away from
me. It's even far for me. I'm in Sackville, but... in the summer, Point Pleasant has like an off-leash area.
Yes. Yes. I've been there before.
So that'll be good. One sec. Just dying here.
Yeah. So how was your anxiety this week?
My anxiety was good. Yesterday? Wait, like Friday night, I like started to not feel that great because of my stomach. Again, like I just need to figure out what's wrong with my stomach and then the anxiety will go away because every time I get sick, I'm like, oh my God, am I dying?
Yeah, that's stressful.
It's so scary. And then of course, when you Google, like you definitely are dying when you Google what your symptoms.
That is always the worst thing to do, but I just like...
I need to
Google.
My doctor literally was like, do not Google it because it's not going to look good.
I know. So what did you eat?
So it's funny because like on, I would say like Wednesday and Thursday, my mom was like, oh, I'm going to make some like spaghetti and meatballs for dinner. Do you want any? And I just like I said no because I felt like in my mind, excuse me, that would make me feel shitty. And I don't know why I felt that. It was just like this intuition, like, oh no, I'm gonna feel like crap if I eat that.
Oh no, 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 no.
Oh no. And and then of course I had some and I was like like, you know when you're bloated and your stomach expands, like it was like that. And I was like laying in bed, I was just so uncomfortable. Like, I could not get comfortable. So I took a Tylenol and some Gravol just to, like, basically to get rid of the pain and, like, the nausea. So I think, and I also, one time we were at Birch and Anchor and I had a soup and it was, like, a tomato base. I think like like not whole tomatoes, but like tomato sauces make me very sick.
I wonder why it would not be whole tomatoes though.
I think it's like the amount of like acid, like acetics.
Oh,
like,
maybe.
Yeah. So because I also had this like dip stuff that mom made yesterday and had whole tomatoes and I was fine. So yeah. So that's, I think, one thing that I'm, like, narrowing down. Honestly, I'm just hoping this is, like, a type of food intolerance and I can just, like, cut those things out. Like, I'm hoping it's not, what does my doctor call it? Bowel disease?
Yeah, so, like, IBS Crohn's or whatever?
Well, no, it's, like, IBD. So that would be... like Crohn's or colitis.
So yeah, that's so scary.
But yeah, it's like April 27th is my appointment and I'm hopefully gonna figure it all out. I missed my Botox appointment the other day because of the snow.
Oh, because of the storm?
Yeah, so now I have to wait a month because I rescheduled it to next Friday. And then, oh yeah, you were with me when this all happened. I'm like,
yeah.
She rescheduled me to Good Friday, but obviously she won't be there on Good Friday. So I have to wait another month.
Wow, you're getting more wrinkly by the second, honestly.
I know. No, I am. I like looked in my mirror last night and was like, holy shit, I need to get this taken care of. But I think, so I got a really generous birthday present from my cousin Nicole. It was like a Spirit Spa gift card. So I think the day before my Botox,
love that for you.
I'm going to do like a spa day for myself.
Oh, that is so nice. I've just been really wanting, because I've never been that girl who, like, always has my nails done, who gets, you know, all these spa-like things. I never do that. But recently, I'm just like, I want to, because it makes me feel so much better. So recently, I've been getting my nails done all the time. And the other day, I went and got my eyebrows laminated.
Oh, very nice.
And tinted, which I really like.
Because they do look darker.
Yeah, so I was actually telling you about this the other day. So, you know, the brow soap?
Yeah.
How it works so good on you and me, my brows just, like, fall flat. I was talking to the girl that did them, and she was saying how it could just be my brow hairs. Like, they're super stubborn. But now with the lamination, it, like, makes them, like, I can literally, like, style them in, like, any way.
Yeah.
And they'll just stay. Oh, you know what I mean?
It. Okay.
Yeah. So
that is so weird that, like, brow soap doesn't work on your brows.
I know. So now it will work on my brows because I love the look of fluffy brows.
Yeah.
And guess what I'm doing tomorrow morning?
I don't know what.
I'm getting my bikini line lasered.
Nice.
And I am so excited. Like, that's in the summertime, that's probably one of my biggest insecurities.
Oh, wait, like, can I tell a story?
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to tell her, don't you?
Yeah, I do. So, you can say it.
So last year, we were, our friend Caitlin and her husband Andrew were going on a trip to Mexico, and they were like, you guys should come. And I looked at Jane and I was like, it was literally in 2 days that the flight left to Mexico. I was like, oh my God, we totally should. And Jane looks at me. She's like, I can't go because I won't have time to go get a wax. She was serious. She was like, I literally can't go because I won't have time to make a wax appointment. I was like, yeah,
no.
I looked at her.
I was dead serious.
I was like, Jane, it's called a fucking razor.
I know, but the razor just, like, it doesn't, like, it works, but
it
then
works,
there's,
but
like, the bumps.
And you have to do it, like, every day, basically.
I know. And I just like wearing, like, thotty bikini bottoms, you know?
And this bitch was not going to go to Mexico because she couldn't get a wax appointment.
Anyway, so I'm hoping, I've been wanting to do laser for probably, like, 3 years.
We went to Mexico, just disclaimer. We ended up going.
Yeah. I didn't let my pubic hair stop me from going to Mexico. Anyway, so I've been wanting to do this for so long, and I'm finally biting the bullet. There's a girl that, the girl that does my nails, shout out Bay Nails, by the way. She recommended this laser girl, and then a couple other girls that I know recommended her. So yeah. I'm super excited. So by the time this launches, this podcast goes out, I'll be getting my laser done.
So
and she's really affordable.
So you have to get, like, multiple sessions, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
and
how
I think
many
it depends.
Sessions?
I think it just depends on your,
how you react,
how crazy your hair is. Yeah. But probably like 6 to 8, maybe. I honestly have no idea though.
So just your bikini line.
I think so. Well, yeah. I think I'm going to do my bikini. I don't want to do full Brazilian or anything.
Yeah.
But I want my bikini line and maybe, like, do you know what a French bikini is?
What is it?
It's like your bikini line and then some.
Well,
so
what
if
is
you wear
then
like
some? Like your butt?
No. Like, you, so your bikini line, but then you probably maybe go like an inch too.
Okay.
So in case,
so you can wear like
real thotty bottoms.
Like Kim Kardashian, Kendall Jenner, that red bikini.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
People are like, what the fuck is this?
I know. Yeah, so I'm just like super excited about it. So I'll let you know how it goes.
So exciting. How much does it cost?
I know. Well, for the bikini line, she said $60 a session, but I'm sure, which is so good. I know.
So good.
Yeah, so then I'm sure it'll be go up if I want like the French bikini, but I'm just going to see what she says. And I think I've been told that I'm going to be a really good candidate for laser. Literally, I was at, where did I go? What's the spa in Bedford?
Vibe.
Yeah, I was at Vibe getting a bikini wax, and the girl was like, have you ever considered laser? Like, you'd be great because my hair is so dark.
Oh,
my hair's so dark. And like,
okay.
It just, is this weird to talk about? Like, sometimes I feel like I'm talking to you and then I realize I'm recording. So my bikini line goes like down further.
Yeah,
than
mine too.
The normal person. And I feel like that happens to so many girls.
Like onto your leg, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine does that too.
and it's just shitty. So, and where my skin is like fair in the winter, I guess going in the winter is good because the contrast between like your light skin and your dark hair. I mean, I'm talking about this like I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I've never done this before, so we'll see.
Wow.
But yeah, I just feel like it's so nice to... I'm like getting my eyebrows done, my nails done. I'm going to have a nice bikini line. Yeah. Like, I'm just so excited.
It's so nice to, like, take care of yourself. So, when I go to the spa, I'm going to get, obviously, I have a $100 gift card, but you can get, like, packages. So, I think I'm going to do, like, a massage, a facial, a blowout, my nails. You should come with me.
That is fabulous. I really do want a facial.
Yeah, like, it's so good to have facials.
I know. I feel like I need to start doing that.
Yeah. So, anyway, so do you have to, like, you know, when you get waxed, do you have to, like, grow your hair a little bit? Do you have to do that for laser, too?
I know. That's what I thought, but I was the other... So, I was on the phone with the girl who's going to do my laser, and she was saying, like, the... morning, like before I go, shave because there can't be like any hair. Like the laser, I guess, can't come in contact with hair.
Okay, so when I go to Vibe to get my eyebrows done, and I was asking about laser there, and I get sometimes little chin hairs, and she said, yeah, she was like, you just shave it. Like she was like, before your appointment, you just shave.
Yeah,
so I guess
so
you don't
weird.
Have to grow it out.
Also, do you know, I would love to get, like, laser on my upper lip, I feel like.
Oh, my God.
Not that I get crazy hair, but sometimes the sun, like, catches it, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I wax mine. I have these little,
Why is it that everything we talk about, it's, like, right next to you? You're like, oh, let me pull this out and show you.
Because I'm in my bedroom. Nair hair removal wax ready strips for face.
Oh.
These are so, like, amazing. Like, I use it for my little mustache when I get it, and it is with soothing white lily, and it is so nice, and it literally stays away for weeks.
But does it hurt?
I mean, it's waxing, so it's like, I know, that's you just pull it off right quick, and then it doesn't hurt anymore.
See, I feel like if that was me, I would have it on my upper lip, and I'd be like, okay. Okay.
I know. Like, I do that. I'm like, but if you like pull it, you don't really feel it. Like if you pull your face, you don't really feel it.
Oh, so you know dermablating?
Yes.
So I bought these little like at home facial razors on Amazon, and I can't even tell you how much I love them. Like I do them and so much dry skin. My peach fuzz comes off. All the lotions and everything. I just feel like they go into your skin so much nicer, and your makeup
flawless.
Looks so much better when you have... So I would definitely recommend little facial
facial razors. Well, they're actually like eyebrow shapers, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I don't know.
I do that in the summer when I have like dry skin from tans. When my face tanning. But another good thing is for people to use is... facial steamer. So when I use my facial steamer, my face looks so bright for like the next few days.
I know. And okay, so Kristen and I have the same facial steamer.
It's so
cheap. She bought it, and then I was influenced by Christina to buy it. But it comes with these like
pimple extractors.
How do you describe it? Oh my god, guys! So you steam your face, and then you extract blackheads and pimples, and it is so satisfying.
Yeah.
Like, it truly brings me joy.
Yeah.
Just seeing all the gunk that comes out of your face. I do it to Nick sometimes. If I see something, I'm like, ooh, let me whip out my pimple extractor. I love it so much.
In the steamer is only, like, it's less than $30. And it comes with, like, pimple extractors and a little headband. It's, like...
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
It's so cute. So, highly recommend that. For bright faces.
If any of you guys are curious about what the facial steamer is, just DM us on Instagram and we'll send you the link.
We'll put it in if you guys are interested in the facial steamer, we'll put a link in our notes.
The show notes. Wow.
The show notes.
Because it is such a beautiful day out today, do you want to talk a little bit about seasonal depression?
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Do you have seasonal depression?
I never thought I did until it is sunny out. Like, one of my friends yeah. messaged me, and she was like, literally, it feels like I popped a Molly today because it's so beautiful out. And, like, it just energizes you. It gets you out of that, like, funk. You know what I mean?
And you don't even realize it. So, like, this morning when I woke up, my mom was outside, and I just went outside, and I'm like, even though there's still snow on the ground, I was like, oh, I know. It reminds me of, like, in the summer, like, before we go to a wedding, I'll, like, have a nice breakfast and I'll eat it outside and I'll have, like, this calming hour of, like, oh, it's just so nice. The birds are chirping. And this morning the birds were chirping and the sun, I could feel it on my back. And I was like, holy shit, like, this is glory, like, everything of the sort.
Glorious. I know, it's almost like, you can't even describe it. It's just, oh, I mean, like, my chest is getting, like, butterflies. I'm just thinking about, like,
but it's,
drinking my coffee outside. So nice. And, yeah, the sun and the fresh air.
I think we should.
It just makes me feel so good.
I think we should, like, do your patio. I think we should do, like, at IKEA, they have the little turf mats. We should do that and put, like, string lights up on your patio. Yes. And some outdoor plants. We could make it, like, a little, that'd be fun.
That would be the dream. So actually this summer, I want to finish the wraparound, which was supposed to be the goal last summer, but my bank account wasn't, like, my deck.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to wrap it around.
Yeah, so originally the plan was...
To the front door?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. What a great idea.
I know. So build the half, and then the next summer, because we were just doing a bunch of reno, so I didn't want to spend another couple thousand.
Decks are fucking expensive.
Especially wood right now, like,
is crazy. I was just
going
to say, like, right now, it is, like, triple the price.
I know, so I don't even know if I'll be able to do it this summer, but that's my goal, is to finish the wraparound, because the stairs that are on my front deck, like, I don't even like when people go down those. Like, it's strictly for Priscilla, and sometimes I'll, like, gently creep down them, because they're just kind of sketchy, like, definitely not up to code. But, yeah, just, and I would think it would be so nice in the summer to have a wraparound deck, and just, ugh. Because I don't really have that big of a yard, so it would just be nice.
Yeah. Well, you do have a big yard, but that's a story for another day.
Truly a story for another day.
So, yeah, seasonal depression. I feel like in the winter, like, just as winter comes, I'm, like, so ready for winter. I'm ready for, like, staying in, watching movies, like, not worrying about, like, my flowers and how the lawn looks and all that stuff. And, like, you can stop worrying about, like... like waxing. Like,
yes.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, winter. Like, you're so ready for it. And then, like, when it's snowing, you're like, okay, it's okay to just sit inside all day. But yeah, I'm at the point now where I'm like, okay, like, let's get this pool open. Like, I just need to go outside in the morning and have my coffee and enjoy it. And, like, vitamin D is seriously healing for somebody who has, like, depression or anxiety.
I couldn't even agree more. And when winter first comes, the first snowfall, like, I get so excited. You get in your cozy jammies, light a candle, like, all the things. But there's nothing like... when here in Nova Scotia, when the sun comes back out, because sometimes our winters, I feel like they're crazy, and B, they seem to last so long.
This year, we've been very blessed. I feel like we've only had like 3 to 4 like big snowstorms. Usually it's like a few a week.
I know. So it's something that I wanted to talk to you about, because I feel like you didn't know about this until we were chatting about it the other day at lunch. The dressing room anxiety, especially at Aritzia.
Oh, yeah.
Did you look up any of the TikToks or anything about Aritzia? So I swear I swear all the girls, but it's definitely not all the girls. They just, A, they all look fabulous.
Yeah.
And B, they're just like, I don't know, I just feel judged all the time when I'm in there. And I hate when dressing rooms, you have to walk out of the dressing room to see what you look like.
I know. What kind of sorcery is this? So they...
I know.
They definitely do that. We were talking to our friend Emily last week about this, and they definitely do that because Emily thinks that they're on commission. So our thoughts are that, like, once they have you and they're like, oh, you should get this. Oh, you should get this. This looks great. You have to get this. Let me bring it to the counter for you. Like, don't even let you, like, answer.
I know. And it's just, it's... I just feel like sometimes in a dressing room, you're just sweaty and you're, you could be bloated. And the last thing you want to do is go outside not knowing what you look like. You could literally look like a toad.
Right.
You could look like a big toe stuffed in like a sausage casing. You know what I mean?
That is fucked up that they do that, because a lot of women don't feel confident like looking like at somebody, like, of course, like these fabulous women who work there, looking at them and they're looking like a piece of garbage, like
a piece of hot trash,
honestly. So Emily was telling us, okay, our friend Emily is like very fabulous, like she's always very well put together and just like
truly
just like a beautiful, nice gal. And she said that she even gets this anxiety when she goes there, and we're like, what? Like,
I know. You're fabulous. So I feel like no matter what, like, no matter how fabulous, how, like, your body shape, anything, you can have this anxiety. And I just feel like dressing room anxiety is such a thing. Well, I know it's a thing because I suffer from it.
I look, I don't know, like, when you're trying on clothes, like, there's sometimes when you look your worst, you're like, what the fuck? Because it, like, if it doesn't suit you, you're like, what the hell is this?
And also, sometimes I feel like the lighting in there, like, Zara dressing, I love Zara.
Yeah.
But their dressing rooms, thankfully, there's a mirror in the dressing room. Yeah. But the lighting in there, I'm like, I look so pale and veiny and just so nasty. And, like, the other day, so there's these, jeans that I really want to try on. Their Levi jeans, and you know how like flare is kind of in right now.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I was at the mall just grabbing some Nespresso capsules, and I like, it's close to the Levi's, and I was like, oh, should I just run in and like try? Then I was like, no, I don't think I feel like crying today. Like, jean shopping is just a whole nother story.
Well, it's hard for you probably because like you're a weightlifter, so like your body totally is not indicative of the actual sizing. Like, you do not look like you would have like a big butt pair of jeans. Do you know what I mean?
I know. And thankfully my waist is small. But so my waist is smaller and then my butt's bigger and then I have big thighs, so it just never looks nice. I don't know.
Yeah. Your actual size doesn't look like your size like in person.
I know. I feel like that too. Like the other day, what was it? Oh, I just recently bought snow pants.
Yeah.
And my snow pants, I ordered a medium. They were like skinny jeans on me. They were so tight. So then I ordered a large. I returned it. And still the large was
tight.
Pretty tight.
And I was just looking at myself. And you want to wear like pants under those.
I know. And I was looking at myself and I was just thinking, I was like, do I look like a large?
No.
Not that there's anything wrong with a large, obviously, but I was just... It was just weird to me that I just feel like, you know, body dysmorphia where people think they're bigger. Maybe I just think I'm so much smaller than what I am.
You look, you know, smaller. I mean? It's just that like you're very fit in some places. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The best lighting I've ever seen in dressing rooms are Old Navy. I feel like you cannot go wrong. And I think they do something with their mirrors that make you look skinnier too. So everything looks great. And everything's so cheap, and you're like, ooh.
And I feel like their lighting is kind of, like, dimmer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I was just going to say, people who do go to Aritzia, our friend told us that they do have a mobile mirror. So don't be afraid to be like, do you have a mirror I could use in here?
Yeah. So, and the reason, okay, I'm the worst storyteller. This is literally the definition of me being a bad storyteller. I saw a thing on Facebook and it was like most people's stories, like the point or the story and then like arrow to the point. And I'm just like, here, side story, too many details over here.
My mom's anyways, like that. She'll tell like a like, totally different story within the story. And I'm like, can you just tell me the point?
No, that is me. My mom is like that too. And I think that's where I get it from. I'm just all over the place. But the whole reason why I went into Aritzia was because I bought one of those super puff jackets. Wait one sec. Priscilla needs to be in. She didn't get stolen, so that's good. So the whole reason I went into Aritzia is because I bought one of those super puff jackets that are like almost $300.
Yeah.
And they have like thumb holes, and the seam on one of the thumb holes just came apart. So, and I only bought it in January.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was bringing it in and I was sweating bullets. Like I was so scared
that
they were going to be like, sorry, I don't know. Like, so one of the girls that was there, she was the one who actually helped me buy it in January. She was super sweet. But then her manager is like a little scary. Like I was up at the cash and she was like, oh, okay, I'm so sorry that happened to you. And then I think the manager didn't hear that. I wasn't looking for my money back or anything. I was either looking for them to maybe like pay to get it fixed or to get a replacement jacket.
Because when the you manager pay $300 for something, that should not happen.
No, exactly. So I think the manager was just thought that maybe I just wanted my money back or something.
Yeah.
And she just looked at the girl and she was like, did she wear it? And the girl was like, yeah. And then the manager just like shook her head.
In front of you?
And I was like, yeah.
What the
like
fuck?
Not even, she didn't even ask me. I say the manager, I don't know if it was the manager, but she just seemed like
some bitch.
Someone who was above the girl that I was talking to.
If this lady is listening, Aritzia in Halifax, like that is not customer service to make a customer feel like garbage over your poorly stitched together item that someone paid $300 for, but that's besides the point.
However, the table, well, then once she found out I wasn't looking for my money back, I got a full new jacket. So all was good in the world, but it was just, I was sweating so bad that I literally went on Amazon while I was standing in line and purchased dry sole. Do you know what that is? So for anyone who doesn't know what dry sole is, I used to use it in like junior high school. It's this thing that you put on your armpits. It kind of just seems like a bunch of chemicals
for sweat,
honestly,
right?
But it stops you from sweating. And I'm not even joking. I was like in the lineup, brought up my Amazon app, went to dry sole, hit buy now. Like it was anyway. So I'm so excited for that to come in because I'm just a sweaty gal under my armpits. So.
You should look into getting Botox in your armpits.
I know. I was thinking about that.
Long-term solution.
I know. I wonder how many
units,
how much I would.
Just when you go to get your Botox, just ask for a consult on your armpits.
I know. Cause that's something that I get really self-conscious about is my sweaty armpits. And I feel like once I start noticing that I'm sweating, I just, like, sweat more. You know
yeah.
I mean?
Oh, totally. So there's, like, a underlying issue here. Like, you should not, any retail store, you should not feel that much pressure going into a store where you are the customer and you are spending hundreds of dollars and, like, feel worried about something like that, about their, like, their product that obviously was not well put together if you've only had it for a few months and it's falling apart.
I know. And I just, the reason I think I get so nervous is just.
But you get super nervous at Aritzia. Like a lot of women get nervous at Aritzia. It's that
I know,
particular
it's just because
store.
The workers, like sometimes they carry themselves like they're like above you and it's like, aren't you kind of working for me right now?
And this isn't just like a us thing. Like we've talked to other people who feel that way. So I wonder if maybe like shout out to Aritzia, maybe you guys should like do a maybe like a compassion course of some sort. Like
truly
honestly.
Well even if you just look on TikTok like hashtag Aritzia or whatever, I'm sure, well I've seen so much shit come up of just like the girls
not,
and
you'll not find a more vulnerable woman than a woman going into a store and trying on clothes. So why in the world would you be such a B when like helping these women try on clothes.
These fragile little beings.
Like, honestly, any girl who goes into a dressing room, you're like, they are just like a cave of insecurities are dressing rooms at clothing stores.
I totally agree.
So shout out to Aritzia. Like, you guys need to like do better.
Literally. Speaking of just being like insecure about everything, you know, Sunday scaries?
Yes, I do. Are you having them right now?
No, I feel fine. Okay. Thankfully. I did drink last night. My friend had a housewarming party. Following all COVID procedures, don't worry. Anyways, but I just feel like even when you're in a safe space like that, you wake up with such anxiety thinking like, did I say something I shouldn't have? Do my friends still like me? It is the worst feeling ever. And I feel like you deal with Sunday scary so well. Like, it doesn't, you don't even have scaries.
I was just going to say, like, I used to, but I swear to God, you just grow out of them. Like, you're just like, then I find as you get older, you just see things for what they are. And you're like, oh, fuck. Like, oh, well.
I know. And I feel like now
you'll grow out of them. I swear to God. Like, you're so young. You're only 24. Like, I used to have really bad scaries. But I swear to God, as you get older, I don't know. It's just something about, like, you feel this way, and then you know, like, other people feel this way, and then you just like stop having them. You're like, oh, you just have to see it for what it was. Like, how did I feel last night? I felt like I was having the time of my life. And then so the next day you're like, you know what, I'm gonna like take that feeling and be like, last night was super fun, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's such a good way to look at it. And honestly, I never think that other people are judging you. Like, when if I see a girl like throwing up or whatever, I'm just like, wow, love that for her. Like, she definitely like she drank too much, but she probably had a good time. You know what I mean?
That's so true. And like, people who judge people when they're drunk, like, stop.
I know. I just think it's so rude. The reason I'm thinking about this is A, because it's Sunday, but B, also that video you sent me of the housewife?
I can't remember. What?
You sent me a video on Instagram of this housewife that got too drunk at a party and got carried out.
Jennifer Aiden from the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
So I don't watch the New Jersey Housewives, which I feel like I would love it.
Love. You know the TikTok? Have you been hearing this TikTok? And it's like this.
No, I already know what you're going to say.
Waking up in the morning.
Up in the morning.
That's right. That's Gia. So that's things. Teresa's daughter.
No, I didn't know. I thought it was a boy.
Really?
But then I saw on TikTok that the original thing, it was this little girl.
Yeah.
And she went into such detail on that. Like, what? Was she just like freestyling that or something?
No, it was her sister Melania's birthday. And her mother and father were fighting with her aunt and uncle. Like, the first few seasons of New Jersey were so emotionally charged and intense. Like, you have to watch it. It was fucked up. But the family drama, and then Gia was just like obviously affected by it. So at Melania's birthday, she sung a song she wrote, and it was about her mom and her uncle fighting. And then she also did a song about Melania, like for her it was like her fifth birthday, and it goes, Melania, Melania, first you were one, then you were two, then you were three, then you were four, now you are five, Melania. It was so funny.
She should be like a songwriter.
I know.
You know?
She is a gorgeous young woman now. Like, I think she's 21.
She looks so fabulous.
Yeah, but it's just so funny to see like that TikTok.
Imagine, I wonder if she's embarrassed. Like, anyone who has TikTok knows that sound. Waking up in the morning, thinking about so many things.
I just wish they would get better. I think like I would be embarrassed because that was like a traumatic time, and that would bring up that whole thing for me. But I'm sure she's a good sport about it.
And now it's like viral and it's hilarious. Anyways, back to what I was going to say. So Kristen sent me this video on Instagram of this like fabulous housewife who had to leave. It seemed like a day party or whatever.
Yeah, pool party.
She got carried out and into her, like, what car was it? Like a Lamborghini or something.
They are filthy rich, the Aidens. Like her husband who carried her out, he's a plastic surgeon, but she is just Chanel everything.
Yeah, she was looking beautiful, honestly. And she got drug out in her Chanel bikini to her Lamborghini. And she was like, oh, I'm so embarrassing or whatever. She was just blackout. And one of the guys was like, it happens to all of us. We all do it, whatever. Yeah. And it's so true, though. Like, you get so embarrassed. But it does happen to everyone. And honestly, like, no one cares.
No one cares. I think, like, yeah, the biggest thing to conquer when you're drinking, when you have the Sunday scaries, is like, did I say something stupid? Did I do something stupid? But I don't know. Like, you will soon switch out of that. I swear to God, it's just like a switch that goes off where you're like, or you can start practicing this. When you're having the Sunday scaries, just think about how much fun you were having the night before and how good you were feeling when you were drunk and like blacking out. And then you're like, oh my God.
And living your best life.
I felt like I was having so much fun, and stick with that feeling instead of the feeling like, what did I do? Did I say something stupid? Did I do something stupid?
I know, because it's so easy to just spiral. I saw this video again on TikTok of this girl. She must have lived with like a bunch of girls or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like, my morning routine after drinking. And she was like, make some lemon water. And then she would go into each of her friend's room and be like, hey, bestie, are you mad at me? And the girl was like, no. And then she was like, okay, good. And then she would go to the next girl, hey, bestie, are you mad at me?
I love that.
And I just thought it was so relatable and funny. But yeah, that's really good Sunday scaries advice. Because yeah, no one freaking cares. Like, live your best life.
So whenever I feel like a little tiny creep of the scaries coming in, I'm like, oh my God, like, remember when I was like having so much fun last night doing this or that, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, or like, I totally agree.
The night at the campground when we were really drunk, remember the video of us like drawing the tickets, and you were like, I don't even want to know, but I thought it was just so funny.
Okay, so backstory on that. So we went to a campground. I can't. So Kristen and I, so my family owns this campground and we go sometimes, and it is just, I live my best life there. Like, it totally is so much fun. Anyway, so it was the closing weekend. So there was like a live band and whatever. And Kristen, we're truly just living our best lives. We're drinking, whatever. And then we had to do like this draw, and my dad's girlfriend was doing like a Facebook Live. And she was like, oh, you guys do the draw. Me, knowing, I feel like when you're really drunk, there's a part of your brain that stays sober and is like, okay, this is a bad idea.
I hardly remember doing that. Like, I totally was blackout.
Like, I was just like, in my brain, I'm like, I don't know. Oh, no. Anyways, and then we did it. And then the next day, you know how the live obviously stays up. So we do the draw, whatever. The next day, Kristen goes and looks at the video, and I'm literally like, Kristen, I can't even watch this video. And we're literally not even doing anything. It's just drawing a number out of a thing. And then Kelly, my dad's girlfriend, says it. Like, we don't even talk.
We don't even look drunk. Like,
really? I was trying so hard.
But it was just funny how you were like, you were very,
what did I do?
You were so animated when you went to draw it, instead of like putting your hand out and like taking a number. Jane like puts it up, then dives down for the number.
Well, it was so exciting. It was the end of the year draw. Like,
we thought we gotta were put famous. Some pizzazz.
We were famous. Okay,
anyway, it's just funny because you're like, don't show me, and I just thought it was like indicative of how much fun we were having.
See, and that's the thing. I need to think of it like that, because even when you just brought that up, I was kind of like, you know what I mean?
Like, we were having the best time.
Honestly, that night was so much fun.
It was so much fun. I remember, like, dancing with Nick, and he was like, do you remember this?
Oh, my God.
He was, like, flinging me around, and I'm like, chill, bro.
He was also living his best life.
We were all living our best lives.
I think just because it was like the final night of summer at the campground and totally. We were just all thriving.
It was so much fun. But yeah, so Sunday scaries, to avoid them, don't, you have to like switch your brain. Don't think about like, what did I do? Did I embarrass myself? Blah, blah, blah. Think about like, go back to like how much fun you were feeling that night before. And just like practice that, because it takes some time to like get into.
Yeah, practice, get drunk the next day. Think about how much fun. Again, get drunk the next day. Think about how much fun you had.
Just do that. I was thinking like,
practice makes perfect.
We really need to do bottomless mimosas.
I know. So did you want to do that today, or do you want to?
Well, it's probably too late now.
Yeah.
But maybe next week?
I definitely, like, I truly want to do it.
I know.
So Kristen and I, for her birthday in the end of February, we were supposed to do bottomless mimosas, but then she thought she had COVID, so we didn't go do that. And we're kind of thinking about doing it today, but also I just feel like today with this nice weather, and I just want to open my windows. Yeah. I want to deep clean my house. Like, I'm actually getting kind of excited. I know we're like, this is a long episode, but I just need to, so I'm like, I love cleaning and whatever. And sometimes what I'll do is go on cleaning TikTok.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what that is? And literally, I feel like I could like masturbate to cleaning TikTok. Like you I'm have not to, even joking.
Do you follow Go Clean on Instagram?
No.
Have you heard
Glow Clean?
I think it's Go Clean, but it might be GLO. Okay, yeah. I can't remember. Have you heard of, you know, the Velleda mops? You haven't heard of those?
No.
So you do hot water, like hot water and Tide powder. And then you get these Velleda mops that, like, you press on it to drain the water out of it. You can get them at, like, Home like Hardware. I've seen. They're the ones who, like, coined this method. Holy shit. Like, I usually use Swiffer, like wet things. This cleans your floor. Like there is not one single streak on it. It is insane. So you should look into that. You can buy them on Amazon too. It's like $30 for the mop.
Yeah, I should definitely do that because Priscilla's all little paw prints. I don't know if you guys can hear right now, but I'm just sitting on my couch and she likes to sit on the top of my couch and she's just like sunbathing right now. She's sleeping and she's snoring so loud. So I'm sorry if you can
hear it. Oh, I can't hear it.
Yeah, she's just like, sometimes I look at her and I'm just like, I just want to smoosh her with my love. Like,
you know what you should do? Sorry.
When?
You should get a gate on your patio. So what we do in the summer is we buy those. You can get them at the dollar store or Walmart. It's like those screens that magnetize together.
Yes, so I know what you're talking about.
Rio just goes outside whenever she feels like it and lays on the patio in the sun, and she'll come in when she feels like it. So you should that's do so that. Nice.
I know. I definitely want to do that. And also I want a like outdoor fenced in area for Priscilla.
Yeah.
My mom actually bought one for me, well, for Priscilla, and one for her dog Hank, but she just has to go pick them up.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure how big they are, but anyways, I just feel like she's gonna love it. She loves the outdoors.
She's an outdoor gal.
Truly. But yeah, I'm just so obsessed with her. She's the love of my life. She's everything of the sort. Like, I can't even. I'm just so obsessed with her.
Who needs a baby when you have a dog?
No, honestly. Oh, the other day, me and my mom were driving from the puppy social, and I was, because of my anxiety was so bad, I was sweating. And I was like, turn down the AC. Like, I feel like I'm going through menopause. And then my mom was like, don't say that. Like, I mean, my fur grandchild is good, but some human or some one with less hair would be nice. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. Aww. Anyways, but yeah, cleaning TikTok. Go if you need some inspiration to clean your house, look up the hashtag cleaning TikTok and you will see things that will just really motivate you. I don't know if they motivate me, so maybe they'll motivate you.
Amazing. Should we wrap things up here today?
Yes, I would think so.
So what are your plans for the rest of the day?
Nick wants to go clean off the four wheelers.
Okay. Good.
So maybe do that. But yeah, I definitely just want to open up some windows.
Yeah.
Clean the house. Cause it's just, I feel like on the weekends, we're bopping around, so yeah. things like mud from our boots or like the dishes don't always get done, so I'm just gonna take an hour, I think, and clean the
house. Did you sage your house yet?
No, I did not. I know, but the
reason
why... You didn't
cleanse your stones yet?
No.
If you're having the windows open and cleaning today, because you have to open a window...
Oh, that's such a good idea. That's why I literally was going to say the reason I didn't is because it's just been so cold and I need to open the windows.
Yeah.
Wow. Great idea. Maybe we'll do that today.
Yesterday when I was feeling a little anxious, I like turned on my salt rock lamp. I saged my room because I'm like, there has to be a reason why I'm like feeling so anxious today. I cleansed my stones. I saged my room. I got my mom to like sage me, and then I saged her. I saged my animals. So I saged Rio and Smokey, especially because he cost me $1,900 for a hairball last week. So
it was a hairball?
It was a hairball obstruction.
Wow, that is an expensive hairball.
I know. Rio went to the groomers for the first time. So usually we... we do it ourselves. Like the rubber ducky car wash has a dog wash, and it's really, you just like put them up and it has like flea and tick shampoo, conditioner, dryer. It's like $5, but we're like, you know what? Like she needs like a full day of grooming. She needs a spa day. So
she deserves it.
Totally. So we brought her, and we were really scared because my dog's really anxious, and apparently she loved it. She like fell asleep when they were blow drying her, and then she came out and they gave her a little bandana. It had like confetti on it. It was so cute.
Oh my God. Yeah. She's so sweet. Priscilla actually went to the groomer for the first time.
Did she love it?
And she said she did really good, but she was a little bit scared of the blow dryer, so she had to give her like a couple breaks.
Yeah.
But the groomer like loved Priscilla so much. She was like, I'm so excited about her as a new client. Like, and then she was like, I took a photo of her and sent it to my mom. And I was like, wow. I just love when people realize how beautiful she is. You know what I mean?
It's like gratifying.
I know. So like, yeah. I know she's so beautiful, but I just like when other people tell me.
You should sage your house. And remember, when you sage each room, a window has to be open. Like something to the outside has to be open so all the energy can go up.
And then how do I start on the bottom floor or the top floor?
Yep. Start on the bottom and go clockwise into each room.
Okay.
And when you cross mirrors or TVs,
do the X, right?
Yeah, like go around it, the frame, and then do an X.
Wow, Nick's going to come home and be like, my girlfriend's a crackhead.
So apparently sage like cleanses the air. It's so funny. So my brother uses cannabis for his anxiety. He's off all medications.
Love
for
that
anxiety.
For him.
Yeah. So he's more of a natural anxiety guy. I'm like, give me all the medication.
Let me snort this Ciprolex.
So he, anyways, I was saging, and my dad, my brother's name is Adam. My dad's in the living room, and he's like, Adam. And I'm thinking like, Adam's at work. And he's like, is Adam in here? It smells like weed in here. Is Adam in here? Like he thought it was Adam. I'm like, wow,
that
I need to tell
so
it Adam.
Funny.
But yeah, it smells like, I really like the smell because it's like sage and like a bunch of natural stuff. It smells like nature to me anyway.
Yeah.
But I really like the smell. And then I put on some Go Away Evil. Make sure to cleanse your stones. I cleansed all my stones yesterday. You just like literally hold it and put the smoke, like roll around your crystal in the smoke.
Wow, I'm getting amped up right now. I'm excited. Okay, let's wrap this up so
let's
I can go sage my house.
Wrap it up.
So, thank you guys for listening to this long episode of the Caffeine and Anxiety Podcast. Happy Monday. I hope this helps you start your week off good. I hope it's a short week. Yes. If you guys are liking the podcast, please subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. No 4 stars, no 3 stars. If you don't think that we're worthy of 5 stars, just don't give it to us.
Yeah.
So 5 stars only, please. Follow us on Instagram at Caffeine and Anxiety Podcast. Anything you would like to say, Christina?
Thanks for listening. We love this podcast. Hopefully we can like...
And we love you.
We should do some merch sometime.
I know. I really want to. Anyways.
Okay, everyone, have a happy week. We love you. Keep listening.
Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.